I'm in Africa.
Hello, Kusheo. This is Heather Maxwell for VOA Africa, Voice of America in Washington. Are you ready for an entire hour of pure African music? Today I've selected a fine mix of new and old songs from Senegal, South Sudan, Mali, Cape Verde, Uganda, Kenya, and Sierra Leone. And as you know, I love special guests too to keep you all current on the latest music news. Well, today's guest is television and radio presenter King Milan from Sierra Leone.
Yo, 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 I'm King Milan from the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation, right in Freetown, Sierra Leone. I'm right here, VOA, with Heather Maxwell on the program Music Time in Africa. Yo, yo!
Now, King, join me in our VOA studios right here at headquarters in Washington, D.C. to talk about current music in Salone and to talk about music and Ebola. The conversation is particularly timely as Sierra Leoneans and the world celebrated its status as Ebola-free on Saturday, November 7th, 2015. So let's get cracking, get lifted for the day or night. And what better way to start than with Africando All-Stars? Here's Medun Diallo with Mandali.
Mandali, Mandali, Mandalza. Mandali.
combina. Aunque te hable no me importa, voy a ser el pableto ya de mi vida. A mí mucho una mujer.
¡Rúmpelo!
A picando dando.
Mandali.
Híjale, mujer.
Mandali.
Guapa pa tu reloa.
Mandali.
Mandali. Mandalza,
mandali,
mandali, mandali, mandalza,
mandali,
chigule guñul,
mandali,
caleni andando,
mandali,
dakarusa,
mandali,
wakaula dakar gedilan,
mandali,
darke kombinem.
Beautiful. Hi, everybody. That was Mandali by Africando All Stars. This is Heather Maxwell coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. Taking it to the east side of Africa now, here's Emmanuel Jal with Nyam Nyam.
Make me go wild. She can't walk like a leg with a style. She's so fine with a silver mind. I like the way she whine and grind. I wish I could make her mine. Spend some time and make her shine. Under the sun I'll be her rain. Give her the life she deserves every day. If she's a shade I'll go and pray. Whatever she say I'll obey. To make her feel okay. Show them love and give them respect. But sometimes we get caught in our selfish routine, chasing our dreams and forgetting our queens. On this song, I apologize on behalf of all men. I try my best to be a gentleman. I try my best to set up a good time. Mothers out there waiting for their sons to return from warfare. To grandmothers and daughters whose life is unfair. Governments cheat them and don't really care. Nobody knows and nobody feel the kind of pain that mama go through. Nobody see and nobody seem to praise the value of the things they do.
Nice. That was Emmanuel Jal with Nyam Nyam. That song comes off his 2012 album, See Me Mama.
I'm Susanna Wio from Kenya. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Hello, music lovers. Today's guest is Sierra Leonean TV and radio host King Milan, and he's going to share some fresh new sounds from the country and news about music and Ebola. But first, let's hear some music from the ladies. Here's the lovely Fatoumata Diawara from Mali. She sings Kele, War is Not Good. Let us unite, mothers. Leaders, let's unite. Right. Hello, Aoniche. Bonjour. This is Heather Maxwell, and that beautiful voice you just heard is Fatoumata Diawara from Mali. Now, this next female vocalist is the legendary barefoot diva, Cesaria Evora. Here's Nutri Dina from her 2001 album, São Vincent.
Olá, sabem que a menininha se curpi Nutri Dina. Trouxe dele cabosquear, para mas e mãe cabassotar. Olá, tá bem que menininha, se curpi nutridinha. Trouxe dele cabosquear, para mas e mãe cabassotar. O que ele se via ele pescar, cabos faltinguiçar. Vamos à lintranidade, agora é só maternidade. O que ele sentia ele pescar, cabos faltinguiçar. Vamos à lintranidade. Agora é só maternidade. És menininha de hoje em dia, cada cinto e bobadia, pode fazer escoladeira, esta de mal para brincadeira. És menininha de hoje em dia, cada cinto e bobadia, pode fazer escoladeira, esta de mal para brincadeira. O que ele sentir ele é pescar, para vos toque enguiçar, vamos à lintranidade. Agora é só maternidade. O que ele sentia ele é que está, acabou-se de atinguiçar. Vamos à lintranidade, agora é só maternidade. Olá também que é menininha, se curpi nutridinha, trau-lhe dele cabos fian, vamos sem mãe cabasotar. Olá também que é menininha, se curpi no tridinha, trau e del cabos fian, vamos sem mãe cabasotar. O que é se vier de que está, cabos tortem guisar, vamos a intranidade. Agora é só maternidade. O que ele sentia ele que está, cabos tortem guisar, vamos a intranidade. Agora é só maternidade. És menina de hoje em dia, cada sinto e covardia, volta a fazer escoladeira, esta que mal na brincadeira. És menina de hoje em dia, cada sinto e covardia, volta a fazer escoladeira, esta que mal na brincadeira. O que ele sente é ele que está, está aos partos de sair, vamos à eternidade. Agora é só maternidade. O que ele sente é ele que está, está aos partos de sair, vamos à eternidade. Agora é só maternidade.
Wonderful! Hello, everybody, this is Heather, and that was the late Cesaria Eivor.
Music Time in Africa.
Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists, and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
VOA.
Yes, so now it's time to meet my special guest of the hour, King Milan. And you'll be surprised to find out how he's connected to VOA Africa, too.
King Milan, hello.
Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure.
It's great having you right here in the studios in Washington, D.C.
Thank you so much.
All the way from Sierra Leone.
Oh, yes, indeed, the land of milk and honey.
Oh, is it?
Diamonds, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you are a television host of a music program and an entertainment program, and you do several radio shows. Very, very active in Freetown.
Sure.
Tell me about your show a little bit, your main television show called Salon Star Parade.
Oh, yes, Salon Star Parade. Salon Star Parade comes up every Friday at night, yes. And, of course, that program, I have the chance to interview artists, you know, showcasing their talent.
What are some of the main high-profile stars you've interviewed?
Okay, yes, I've done an interview with Salif Keita, a great man. I like him so much, you know. And he told me after the interview, he said, King Milan, I like you. I want you as a son, you know. When you come to Mali, please visit me.
Oh,
and I really want to go to Mali now.
Ah, you should.
And, of course, I've also interviewed Jimmy B, a Salonan artist, very big, so I won't forget that as well. Emma Sin, another big Salonan artist as well, Steady Bongo. And, of course, let me cross over again to West Africa, Ghana, Sakodia. I've done an interview with Sakodia, and Kanda Bongo Man as well, the late Lucky Dubi.
How long have you been doing this TV show?
Wow, I've been in this TV show for the past 15, 20 years now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you really are the king.
Well, somehow the king, yeah. And because I was working with a great man who's working with you right now, and David Vandy.
Hold up now. You all know who David Vandy is, right? He's got another awesome African music show right here on the VOA called African Beat. You know, this one.
Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Vandy, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical gem. I guarantee it.
Yeah, so that's David Vandy, for those of you who didn't know. And my guest here today, King Milan, was his errand boy back in the day in Freetown.
And going to school at that time, you know, after school, I would just move over to David, you know, all in cassette. You know, at that time, we were using cassette when he was doing his radio shows. And, of course, later on, TV shows, he was doing also the program Musical Mix. I was, like, on the backstage providing information.
Oh.
You know, David would just say, you know what, King Milan? I want you to go and find information on so-and-so artist. And then I would do all that assignments. And of course, I present the information to David.
You were the errand boy. Oh,
exactly. That exact word.
So you guys worked together back
Yeah, he taught me, you know, I follow his footsteps.
Okay, we'll hear more from Milan and some of his favorite new artists. But first, let's hear a song request by one of you, Kadu M. William. He asked me to please play Obwaka Baka by Fred Sabata to all of the fans. So here it is, Kadu.
Yeah, that was Fred Sebada from Uganda with Obwaka Baka. The song was requested by devoted listener Kadu Williams.
It's Music Time in Africa. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com.
musictime@voanews.com.
Hello, good peeps. This is Heather. It's time to get back to special guest TV and radio host King Milan. He's going to introduce us now to some fresh new music from Salon.
Well, so you brought some music from Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And you brought a huge list, and we kind of whittled that down to four or five tunes, so we're going to listen to those. The first one is called Konoyema.
Konoyema.
And it's by Internet Man.
Yeah. It's a Temne word. There's a tribe in Sierra Leone called Temne.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm not only focusing my attention on the bass artists in Freetown. Mm-hmm. I also cut across Boo, Kenema, Makini as well. So I went to Makini.
Which is
northern part. Northern part of Sierra Leone. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a studio. The engineer played different songs for me. Mm-hmm. King Milan, because I was investigating about songs. My reason for going to Kenema was I want to know the impact that the Ebola has caused so far in the entertainment industry.
Oh, I see.
So I went there asking engineers, musicians, mm-hmm. people around the street, mm-hmm. how do you feel, you know, with this Ebola? And then mm-hmm. they were not too happy about it as well, because they were like sitting back, mm-hmm. no enjoyment or whatever. So this engineer started playing some songs for me, and then he played this Konoyema. Mm-hmm. At that time, that was the first week the Konoyema was released in Makini. I said, wow, who's done this one? He said, there's a guy called Internet Man. I didn't even know the guy at that time. So I said, well, this song will definitely go places, with the theme word and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I asked the meaning of it, and then the meaning was, I want you. You're the one I need.
A love song.
A love song, yes. And of course, I bought this song to Freetown, mm-hmm. and some other DJs as well. Got hold of the song and then start playing it. I went in person as well from clubs to clubs, you know, giving some DJs that I know to promote the song because I just believe in the song.
Yeah, and then later on again, I relate to that. I do the same thing.
I went to Makin again for the first time. I met this boy and then I did another interview with the boy mm-hmm. now on the same program, Salon Stop Again, in Makini. Mm-hmm. And then the boy was like, wow, thank you so much, King Milan. You know, you've been helping me. I said, nice, you know. Mm-hmm. So Internet Man, according to him, his real name is Mohammed Kagbo, but they call him Internet Man because according to him, he thinks like a computer. He said it thinks so fast.
Oh, I see.
That is why they call him Internet Man.
Yeah. I like it. It's catchy.
Okay. See me. Timmy fashion.
Testing.
Okay.
But you know ENT.
Now.
Aya. Apolo molomo mi kaka sokane kane mi yama lomi lomi mu yama tori tori mi apa meme lape nkashi mama fofone mupeng nkashi abo de kade fino dokoko nkashi wate ikwe lese yanga gwen fofone mudise apa mu fino ilane kafu mamu brende bitane bifobo tishibo te kukete kokane mama neme guke sane sane lale lale afofone mubo yabi yabi mine ponge sobe rafino kai kongo oba iso kokane botru moboko. Momo koti yo sheke nego
Konoyema Aleka fofa fene Konoyema
Kona
Konowe
Kona
Konowe
Kona
Konowe
Konoyema
Aleka fofa fene Konoyema
Kona
Konowe
Kona
Konowe
Kona
Konowe
Konoyema
O wati fino mine botu koyati Tati tanye made sakti Mike believe o kati o taka mida yango kala taka mida foy o kufi mo fakoy sop koma foy kaka keme joy hopa back me kaka keme boy o togi togi mi o kala kogi kogi mi
kili romo kili kili mi
abame me uye nkote kot ki yo man say let me take a sort of cut angala ngenge ka make a consequence obe ya fino let me gide lokomot mine ipake neko ikota neko baga neko ikati neko esa yo e totebo kankona deme papako oye mami tami wate mine sapuko oya ye wan mamu ko manko
Konoyema Konoyema
kaya bisamiko
Konoyema Konoyema
it's a fucking no kachim
Konoyema Konoyema
I wanna look at your maka look at from a pushing car or got a tin car or got a tun car or got a sun car wani membonge you membonge
Konoyema aleka fofa fene Konoyema
kona
Kona,
Konowe,
Kona,
Konowe,
Konoyema.
Aleka fofa fene,
Konoyema.
Kona,
Konowe,
Kona,
Konowe,
Kona,
Konowe,
Konoyema.
Wabota lomzi, dopende.
Amza radio, hili.
Amangu netongo SLBC. Salo radio, bichedo yonu, Friday. Internet okonong, bing, yati wan.
Nemi baye mi kromo. Oye ko man baye.
Oh.
Pleb sadi. Wow. Okay ne. Nan tuk teke. Hey lad.
Konoima. Konoima.
All right, that was Internet Man with Konoyema. This is Heather, your Inside Music Time in Africa. My special guest has more fresh new music from Sierra Leone. So let's get right to it. All right, we're back with King Milan.
Thank you so much, Anne. It's a pleasure once again.
Yeah. So you're bringing us some great music. We heard already the one song by Internet Man.
Yes.
And
yes,
this
yes.
next one is called...
Kpei. It's a Mende word, you know. All my Mende friends and family definitely don't hold me responsible. I don't know the pronunciation too much, but it's Kpei by Bobby. Bobby is a nice guy playing traditional music anyway, mm-hmm. you know, and moving around Bo, playing music for money, you know, playing music for people and then getting money. And then one guy in Freetown who owns a studio called LP Studios, and Fahad, heard about this guy. Of course, he went to Bo and, of course, convinced this guy that he would definitely produce music for him. And then he brought him to Freetown. That's the magic. He recorded this one. Of course, Bobby's a big standout in Sierra Leone.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
Thank you.
Is there a name for the style, or is it?
It's a Mende, you know, it's a Mende music. And you can just move alongside, dance with it, and
that's
whatever.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's yeah. enjoy it.
No problem.
All right.
Yeah, like a rocket, yeah. You're well away, you live it.
Awesome! That was Peggy by Bobby from Salon.
Africa through its own music. This is Music Time in Africa.
Heather Maxwell.
Hello, hello. Eshao. We're going deep into Sierra Leonean music with special guest King Milan. But before we return for more with him, here's an upbeat oldie from Kenya I know you're gonna love.
Yeah.
Wow, now that is what I call benga. That was Nimke Mugategete by John Arisi Osababu from Kenya.
Music Time in Africa is awesome, but the Voice of America has other great music programs too, like this one.
African Music Mix.
Everyone is looking for something special when maybe they should just listen instead. The VOA's African Music Mix will soothe your nerves and calm your head. Tune in from 0 to 300 UTC and 1100 to 1300 hours UTC to make you feel good. So treat yourself to that something special.
VOA.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
And now back to the music with your host, Heather Maxwell.
Hello. So, we're back to my interview now with King Milan. We're back here with King Milan again from Freetown. And this next song, this is by Internet Man again.
Internet Man, yeah. I told you about this guy.
You
this
love
guy
the guy.
Is so talented. Mm-hmm. This guy started doing his own rap song way back as a dancehall rapper. You know, according to him, he said he admired Beanie Man so much. So, he was doing Beanie Man stuff or whatever. So, later, he came to realize that doing his own thing in his own language definitely go places. So this song is called Please, the Temne people, please don't hold me responsible. I'm not Temne. What it's called? Apakafo.
What do you think that Apakafo means?
Well, the meaning is like rumoring, you know, people spreading rumors about your name or whatever. It said, according to the story, is the son of a chief, you know, and he was moving anywhere, doing something unlawfully, doing things that people doesn't like, you know, so people are spreading his name. He's saying that because he's the son of a chief, he's trying to warn people, stop spreading my name, you know, spreading my name wrongly.
Oh,
according
I see.
To him, that's what he's saying.
Interesting.
It's very interesting.
Okay.
Oh, young man, Bangang, only sounds lemon fig muku, that you want. Internet of Conokumo, or Gandhi Pokomo. Oh, little, what the lap
was he? When I've been meddling nobody, I go see a lot of money. When I've been meddling nobody, I go see a lot, I have been named. Yes, I'm even a mother for the papa, that is a people of a book of the pocket, and yes, I'm even a mother for the papa, that is a people of a book of the pocket.
Go ever.
Another song by Internet Man. He's a Temne artist from Sierra Leone that TV and radio host King Milan says is a rising star currently. And speaking of rising, King's got one last song for you called Salon Go Rise Again. It's about Ebola, and it's a perfect song to wrap up this edition of Music Time in Africa because on Saturday, November 7th, just 2 days before this interview I had with King, Sierra Leone was announced Ebola-free. All right, back with King Milan, special guest here.
Thank you.
Yeah. We've got one more song, and I want to ask you, before we get to that song, since the first cases of the outbreak of Ebola in Sierra Leone in March of 2014, how has that affected the music that people produce?
Wow, it's affected a lot. When Ebola broke into the country, and everything just stands still. You know, no movement, no entertainment. Bars were closed, clubs were closed. You, the artist, you can't do any launching or whatever, you know. But I told you about me moving around from places to places.
Yes.
And the provinces, asking people about the impact Ebola caused. Mm-hmm. So it was not pleasant at all, you know. People were really sitting back, watching things happening just like a dead field. The only positive part of it is that artists were like sitting home, composing songs mm-hmm. now on their own, without rushing to release it, because no way to release, nobody mm-hmm. to get more albums, you know. There were a lot of Ebola songs that were released, but different style, you know. Mm-hmm. Some would definitely sing songs about the prevention of the Ebola.
Yes.
Some also sing songs in memorizing the lost souls, the doctors that lost their lives, the nurses that lost their lives as well. Some were singing songs for the survivors.
Interesting. So in a way, the outbreak pushed the music community to produce more music in a different way.
In a different way, yeah.
And do you think that the music that they actually did produce, for example, the songs about how to take care of yourself in these times, was actually useful?
Oh, yeah.
With the directions instructions?
Oh, yeah.
Were people really listening to what to do through the songs?
People did listen. When artists release songs like that, plays on radio, release video clips as well, mm-hmm. and people listen to the information that the artist definitely gave mm-hmm. out to them. And, of course, they use that as another way to practice in avoiding this Ebola, like touching, too much of shaking hands, mm-hmm. you know, wash your hands every mm-hmm. day, using chlorine, you know, mm-hmm. to educate people mm-hmm. a lot.
You know, I like hearing that because it's one of the things about African music in general that you can say.
Oh, sure.
Is that, you know, people really use music to communicate.
Oh, yeah.
They listen to it. They use it to say something to somebody else, to instruct somebody on how to behave or how to not behave.
Yes, yes. People are just like releasing Ebola songs. Artists are just releasing Ebola songs because they use that as an opportunity now. They don't just want to sit back, you know. They used to sing. They used to compose songs. Then people were like, well, this thing is affecting us right now. We need to sensitize people. Most of them also did that on their own.
Mm-hmm.
People do not, at times, not everybody give them money, you know.
Yeah.
But on their own, they spend their own money, go to the studio, compose their own songs, and of course, use their own cash as well to do a video clip. Not that professional video clip, but it's scanty one, you know, but still it. People watch the video clips, dramatize the videos, go out on the streets, even dressed as if they are doctors, you know, and dramatize the shots key to all their video clips. So it was nice. We are now fast approaching the closing of the Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon, Sierra Leone will be declared Ebola free. This Saturday coming, Ebola will be declared free. In Sierra Leone. Yeah, Saturday has been declared Ebola free.
Put it out. Say it one more time.
Saturday has been declared Ebola free, so we are free. You know, but still yet, the songs will definitely be on, because never mind Ebola has been declared free, but still people need to be sensitized.
Definitely.
So we need to listen to some of those songs, not all of them, but most of the songs, we need to listen to some of them and, of course, start practicing and the prevention of letting this ugly incident happen to us again.
Yeah. I know that now one of the things that you've changed, it's very cultural, is to shake hands when you greet. So how does everybody do it now?
Well, at that time, now we can shake hands. Because in fact, me coming here to this country, I was quarantined quarantine putting me in this corner, but they gave me a phone and everything, they were checking me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then I'm free of that already, mm-hmm. I'm free of that, and of course they are not calling me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to shake hands. But before that, we are using our elbows.
Your elbows like this.
Unfortunately, people are not seeing us at all.
I know. We just did an elbow
shake. That was the way people are greeting, and then we bow down like this, So.
Yeah, but it's coming back. The handshake's coming back.
Definitely. Oh, we need to do now, we need to take precaution as well, now people are getting used to wash hands every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one part of it as well, to prevent this Ebola.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. I the first time I've really talked to somebody about Ebola in music.
We have a lot of songs on Ebola.
Mm-hmm. So this next song is about Ebola, called Salon Go Rise Again.
Okay, this one from Nasser Ayoub, you mean?
Yeah, and Nasser Ayoub.
I saw him.
He's a white guy.
Yeah, white Salinian. He's a Salinian.
He only white in the skin, the way he talks, the way he moves.
Yeah, indeed, yes. Nasser Ayoub was born in Sierra Leone, in Kono, and he grew up there as well. And he's so proud of being a Sierra Leonean. But the unfortunate part of it, a little thing right now. And people are really thinking that he is not a Sierra Leonean,
Why?
But he's so proud of being a Sierra Leonean. He's a Sierra Leonean. Just because you ask me the same thing, when you see him, say, "Oh, is this guy?"
His heritage is Lebanese,
Palestinian descent. Yeah,
but he was born in Sierra Leone.
Yeah, so he's a Sierra Leonean. Uh-huh. Yeah, so he was so proud, and of course, not only a musician, he's also a businessman. He owns a hotel.
Oh.
Yeah, and also a philanthropist as well.
Okay.
He's very kind, helping people as well.
Okay.
So when this Ebola came, I told you earlier, he first released, did a song on survivors, because people were just composing songs about the prevention of Ebola, this of Ebola, blah, blah. And then he sat down one day, he called me, King Melan, and said, "Man, people have been singing songs about different kinds. What about the survivors? They're not even singing songs for survivors." Oh. And the next day, he called me again and said, "I have a song already in mind about survival. How do you think about it?" I said, "Nice." But this one, he spoke about this, Salon Rise Again, the same thing. When Ebola definitely was at the peak of it, I sat again and said, "You know what, King Milan, this thing has happened to us. We don't understand. But we believe one day this country will definitely come again to the peak that we believe will definitely be to the highest peak." So he did a song called Salon Go Rise Again, meaning Salon will definitely
rise again. And he was right.
Yeah, we're rising. We're rising.
You're rising.
We're rising like the song.
All right, let's listen to the song.
Okay.
I know the times are hard, yeah, and everybody's so much in fear. Africa, they die from hunger. Now, not evil Ebola.
Who that send the sick for we?
We don't know.
Papa, do you take the sick away?
Here go.
Africa, they die from hunger. Now, not evil Ebola.
This is a dreadful time for all of us, be you rich or poor. At times, we feel the world is coming to an end. War in Africa, hunger and suffering. Children are still crying. Women are still dying while giving birth because of poor healthcare. The men are hustling. Hopes are lost. And after surviving all these hard times and sad moments, now Ebola. Oh, Sadon, oh, Africa, just keep the faith and always know that after the stormy weather, there is a brighter cloud that brings the sunshine. Sierra Leone and Africa will rise again.
All right. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and that was Nassar Ayoub with Salon Go Rise Again. Well, it's time to say goodbye. I hope you enjoyed the show. And before signing off, let's listen to the last bit of my interview with King Milan. He sings a little excerpt of one of his hit songs back in the day, I Am Who I Am.
Well, thank you so much, King Milan, for being here and sharing the music and your stories. And
thank you.
It's been a real pleasure.
It's a pleasure, too. You know one thing I like about you?
What?
The way you talk. Yeah, the way you talk. I like that. No, you talk with style. And I'm here to understand you can sing too.
I can sing. Are you a singer?
I'm a singer. I told you. I've at least like four
albums.
Can
you sing me just a little riff?
I love everybody, so I am who I am. I hold nobody, I don't kill nobody. I love everybody, so I am who I am. So that song was big anyway, way back.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's very sweet.
That song over 15 years now, anyway.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, and let's do it again sometime.
I can't wait to meet you again next week. Fridays at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 1500, 2000, and 2200 UTC. Peace and love, Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America, and this is Music Time in Africa.